From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate is signing off on a short-term budget measure that'll prevent federal agencies from running out of money this week. Details from NPR's Audie Cornish.
This budget bill will trim $4 billion in spending and stave off a government shutdown, at least for another 2 weeks. In the meantime, lawmakers are trying to draft a measure with a mix of spending cuts that both parties can agree on to cover the rest of the fiscal year. And right now, Democrats say the Republican focus on massive cuts isn't it. The Democrats' majority whip, Senator Dick Durbin.
We have to sit down and make the right decision. Carefully cutting waste and inefficiency, and there's plenty of it, but not cutting the essential services of our government that will build our economy and give us a chance to succeed in the future.
The temporary spending bill heads next to the president's desk. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The U.S. Supreme Court is siding with fundamentalist church members who have held anti-gay protests outside military funerals. The vote was 8-1. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports members of the Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas travel all over the U.S. communicating their belief that God hates the U.S. for its tolerance of homosexuality, particularly in the U.S. military.
In the case before the court, church members protested at the Maryland funeral of Lance Corporal Matthew Snyder, who died in Iraq. The picketing took place on public land, 1,000 feet from the church. The picketers followed police instructions, protested peacefully, and carried signs with messages like, "Thank God for dead soldiers," "Fags doom nations," and "America is doomed." Snyder's father sued the church for intentional infliction of emotional distress, and a jury awarded him $several million. The court ruled, in essence, that the jury award unconstitutionally punished the church for its speech, admittedly hurtful and unorthodox speech, but speech on public issues that the court said is protected by the First Amendment guarantee of free expression. The lone dissenter was Justice Samuel Alito. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Forces loyal to Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi are pounding rebel-held areas on eastern Libya. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says warplanes have been attacking positions in the city of Brega.
We're hearing the jets and seeing the bombing, huge plumes of smoke rising into the air above the town of Brega. We have heard the roar of jets overhead. There was just been another large boom, more bombs dropping on the town of Brega.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. Brega is the site of one of the largest oil refineries in Africa. The U.S. military is investigating reports out of Frankfurt, Germany, that shots were fired at a bus carrying American soldiers. Local media say two people were killed. Reuters is reporting American soldiers were killed. Two others were injured. Authorities are not ruling out terrorism. This is NPR. A 29-year-old man accused of hijacking bids at a federal energy auction is expected to testify today. NPR's Howard Berkus reports Tim DeChristopher says he placed bids to protest opening two national parks to oil and gas drillers.
And the big question in court today is how much of that defense will Tim DeChristopher get before the jury? U.S. District Judge D. Benson has ruled out a necessity defense, but DeChristopher's defense team managed to get a bit of it before the jury yesterday. In cross-examining a prosecution witness, attorney Ron Yengich noted that DeChristopher considered the Bush administration's oil and gas leasing plan in Utah a threat to him and his generation. Judge Benson then ordered the jury out of the courtroom and said the trial must focus on DeChristopher's actions at the auction and not why he acted. The defense presents its case today, and the judge indicated the jury may begin deliberations by nightfall. The 2008 oil and gas auction involved land near national parks and other sensitive areas. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Government properties going up for sale. The Obama administration is looking to generate billions of dollars, starting with the creation of an independent board of private and public sector officials who'll review real estate Uncle Sam owns. The government cites at least 14,000 structures that are no longer being used. British designer John Galliano says he is sorry for making offensive remarks alleged to be anti-Semitic at a Parisian bar last week. In a statement today, Galliano also said he was provoked after being subjected to verbal harassment, and therefore he says he has started proceedings for defamation. After a video clip of Galliano's outburst emerged, he was fired from fashion house Christian Dior. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.